This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer's Report. What's up with Trump? It may have been hardball politics by both Democrats and Republicans, but it was a fair play within the chalk lines to raise the penalty flag on President Biden's rough outing in the debate with Trump. Now the tables have turned, though, and it's equally fair to wonder, what's going on with Trump? The latest, but not the only example, that the former president may be seriously slipping happened recently in South Dakota, of all places, where he was having a rally with the governor, one of his fangirls. A couple of people fainted, stopping the show. Reportedly, he asked if anyone else wanted to faint, which was a weird way to handle the situation, but probably a shot at some Trumpian levity. But then he declared the Q&A over and proceeded to entreat the crowd to listen to his musical playlist for 39 minutes while he rocked and swayed on the stand to the music, occasionally shaking a hand, but that was that. With hardly 3 weeks before the election, early voting and mail ballots going out already, it isn't surprising that all the news reports raise questions about whether Trump is really all the way with it these days. A deeper analysis causing somber and more serious concerns is how dark his speeches and pronouncements are running these days. I'm not talking about just his threats to attack any perceived enemies in politics, the media, judicial system, or wherever he casts his eyes, or his promises to militarize the country. That's sort of been standard issue Trump speak for some time. It's getting worse to a very disturbing degree. A report in the Times got pretty medical about Trump and his dark rambles. According to a computer analysis, Trump's rally speeches now last an average of 82 minutes, compared with 45 minutes in 2016. Proportionally, he uses 13% more all-or-nothing terms like always and never than he did 8 years ago, which some experts consider a sign of advancing age. Similarly, he uses 32% more negative words than positive words now, compared with 21% in 2016, which can be another indicator of cognitive change. And he uses swear words 69% more often than he did when he first ran, a trend that could reflect what experts call disinhibition. Sure, we can all look the other way and hope and pray that if he's elected, somehow somebody will make sure it's not a disaster. But how can this not worry even his diehard supporters in the same way Biden's missteps scared the bejesus out of some big whoop Democrats and a lot of others? Unfortunately, some of us holding on to our remaining faculties with both hands also remember Trump's first term when he was hardly 70 and not 78 and counting. Even then, he was a handful and unmanageable. With him in the White House again, it'll be a long way from morning in America, as Reagan promised. Like it or not, it's more like Walter Cronkite's sign-off. That's the way it is. America, take the wheel. This is Wade Renske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.